It's always a good day here in the studio when the Upper Palmetto YMCA rolls through and we have Erica Bell, the Chief Operations Officer. And Erica, there is literally something every day going on at the YMCA, which is so great. And we are so lucky to have such a active Y throughout the listening area. York, Lancaster, and Chester counties, you guys have branches at every one and something going on at every single one. And we're going to start with an event happening on October the 18th. It's called the Old York Dash at Dusk.
That's right. So Friday evening, we have a party planned. It's going to be in downtown York. We'll get started with some history from the mayor, Eddie Lee, who is going to, you know, talk about the spooky things that happen in town. And then we have a course set up that goes right around town by two cemeteries. And you're invited to come and dress up. And then spectators may come and dress up as well. And there may be a few on the outskirts. Please come out and do that. The race begins at 7.
Okay.
And so we invite you to do that. And it is a 5K. We have a great t-shirt plan. It's got a image of Old York. It's going to be great.
I love it. I love how you spelled it. It's called Old York Dash at Dusk. And Dusk is spelled D-U-5-K, which
right.
is fantastic. And this helps to benefit your annual campaign, Send a Kid to Camp.
That's right. So our annual campaign offers financial assistance for those who can't afford membership and program fees. So specifically for this race, we hope to support kids going to camp, which includes day camp, particularly after school. So we have nearly one-third of the children at the YMCA on financial assistance. And so we need everyone's help, and the race will do just that.
All right. Go and circle on our calendar October the 26th, Halloween in the Woods.
Yes. So at YMCA Camp Cherokee, we offer outdoor adventures. And during the summer, we have week-long events for boys' outdoor leadership development and girls' outdoor leadership development. So this is a program of Bold Gold. And so that's adventures outside. So we ask families to come out. So each child must be accompanied by an adult. But there will be a lot of fun things to do. A great day of activity for families from 1 to 5 on Saturday, October the 26th. So it can be anyone. All ages can come out.
I love this.
$10 per participant. We'll have hay rides, pumpkin carving, archery, costume contests. We'll make s'mores. So it's really a time to get away into the beautiful YMCA Camp Cherokee and enjoy some time together as a family.
And $10 will get you all that?
$10 per participant.
Fantastic.
We do have so many participants in YMCA Camp Cherokee. The resident camp fills up so quickly. And so this gives people another chance to just come out and experience it, to kind of bridge the gap between summer to summer because they miss it so much. Or maybe they didn't get in to, you know, or their child's not old enough just yet. And so we invite them to come out just to get their feet on the ground at that beautiful place.
Oh, we love it for sure. Yeah. It's a hidden gem in our area.
It is.
We're speaking with Erica Bell, the Chief Operation Officer for the Upper Palmetto YMCA. A lot of things happening at the YMCA. Another date to put on your calendar, October the 27th. You got Halloween at the Complex.
Yes. So Halloween at the Complex is a dance that is held at the Fort Mill YMCA at the Complex, which is on Tom Hall Street. And there we want the whole family to come dressed up and to enjoy a dance together. We do invite the whole family at $6 per person. And again, that's on Sunday, October the 27th from 2 until 4. And it's going to be a great time.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. And then we're going to go ahead and look towards the other holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas, Cookies with Santa. Mark this one on your calendar, November the 16th. Mark it, highlight it, asterisk, because this one is such a huge attendance gathering of folks. I mean, people really look forward to this. Cookies with Santa.
Yes. Now, it does seem a little bit early on November the 16th. However, we do have photographs set up with Santa. So if you want to use that for your Christmas card, you can go ahead and get it done on November 16th. Get your Christmas cards prepared and sent out. But it's a great way. We have vendors, and it's a great way to get your Christmas shopping started. We have vendor tables available. So now is a great time to talk about it because we want vendors to go ahead and get registered and to come on out with your family. Again, earlier went to think about Christmas, but we plan many months in advance for this event. Again, that's November 16th, Saturday, 10 to 2.
And the location on that one?
That's at the Baxter Close YMCA. Yes. The YMCA located in Baxter Village.
Awesome. All right. And before we leave, we want to remind folks you can sign up right now, right, for fall basketball. Registration is underway.
That's right. Visit our each of our branches, and we are ready to register you for basketball, which will kick off as we approach December and January.
Do folks need to bring any kind of physicals or other paperwork when they register their child?
We do like proof of age, okay. And so please do come out. We serve so many ages. We currently have registration going on at Charlotte Avenue, Baxter Close YMCA, and at the Chester County YMCA. It will fill up.
Yeah.
So come on out.
Like many programs at the YMCA, a lot of them fill up, and that's why we mention all these dates ahead of time, because mark them on your calendar, because when folks probably reach out to you, they say, oh, it slipped my mind, or I had it on the calendar, and you all have to sadly say, I'm so sorry, we're at capacity or we're full. But just mark it into your calendar. And of course, the Upper Palmetto YMCA, the mission is simple. Want to get families together, want them to be happy and healthy and in a safe environment. And that's what the Y has done such a great job in our listening area. Three counties, it's a lot of branches. I mean, you guys, we had Mo in here the other day. I know we're going to be sad to lose his leadership,
yes.
But I know the next person will be right in and continue the mission. Mm-hmm. But how you've gone from what, two or three branches to now, what, almost 14 or 15?
14, and then YMCA Camp Cherokee, so 15, and then we'll have the Indian Land YMCA opening soon. So that will be next year.
Oh.
So really, it's just grown by leaps and bounds.
Y'all are rocking and rolling. We love our Upper Palmetto YMCA. Get involved. Again, all these dates, you can go back and listen to our interview on WRHI.com if you missed one or two of them, but circle them on your calendar. Erica Bell with the Upper Palmetto YMCA. Thank you, as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.